Good morning. The sermon this morning is taken as we read from Ephesians. And the Lord instructs us, be imitators of God. To fully understand this scripture, we need to investigate why the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Paul would be telling us, be imitators of God. If we are born again, we deal with two natures. We make choices every day of our lives about which one of those natures we are going to live our lives by. When God created man, he made him in his own image. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sea, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." At creation, Adam was created in the likeness and image of God. He had fellowship with God. He lived in a garden, meaning a place of great beauty. But when he disobeyed God, he lost it all. He no longer had the close relationship with God that he once had. Now, he even feared the presence of God. He was no longer under the authority of the kingdom of God. He was now living a kingdom of righteousness, but he was now a part of the kingdom of this world, a world which is in rebellion against God. In the New Testament, it makes it clear where natural man is in relationship with God. For all of us lived among them, that is, the unsaved, at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. We are told again in Scripture that when Adam had a son, the son was in the likeness and image of his father, Adam. So man is no longer created in the image of God, but he is created in the image of the fallen man. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all have sinned. After the fall of Adam, all men were born with this nature. We can see this in the actions of Adam's children, one killing another. We can see it in the first 11 generations of man, when man became so violent and arrogant that God destroyed them all but a few and started over again. After some time, the Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." Abram did as God instructed him, and God called his offspring my people. And that's the way it was for 2,000 years. In the book of the Old Testament, Hosea 1:10, it says, "Yet the Israelites will be like the nations, the sand of the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place, that is Jerusalem, where it was said to them, 'You are no longer my people,' they will be called sons of the living God." So God was declaring here that there will be a change. The people that follow him, believe in him, they would no longer just be the people of God, but they are the sons of the living God. Jesus teaches us, as recorded in John 1:12, "Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave them the right or the power to become children of God." We know by faith that everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves the child as well. And if we are born of God, we can say, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them we may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So if we are born again, we are a new creation. Therefore, anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. But my problem, and people today, we remember our old nature. In fact, we have become very familiar with it. And familiar things are not always easy to give up. That nature taught me to live, do everything I had to do to survive. But whatever it takes to get ahead in life, do it. Gather all the toys that my eyes see to bring gratification to myself. If it looks good, and I think that I would like to have it, then I take it. If you see something and think that it makes you feel good, do it. The scripture says that I have been given the power to do good or evil. It is my choice. Again, I say we are told that we may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil. Whether or not we participate or not is our choice. The gospel scripture lesson this morning is showing us a picture of ourselves. Whether we live our lives according to our old familiar nature, or whether we are living our lives in the divine nature of God. We are given some illustrations that show the old, the new, and why we should change. Speaking about the old nature, it says, each of you must put off falsehood. Addressing our new nature, speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we no longer have a reason to lie. Why should we do this? For we are all members of one body, the body of Christ. In your anger, do not sin. That is, holding a grudge against a brother. But let us do this. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And the reason that we must live our lives like this, do not give the devil a foothold in your life. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, the old nature, and directs us to the new nature, but must work doing something useful with his own hands, and now the divine part of it, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but let this happen. Whatever is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Why should I do that? That it may benefit those who listen. It says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. For it is the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed. Why is this so vitally important? It is this seal that you will need on the day of redemption. Speaking to the old self, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Put on the new nature, the divine nature of God. Be kind and compassionate one another, forgiving each other. And why is this so vitally important? Just as in Christ, God forgave you. And God goes on to say that if I do not forgive those others, He does not forgive me. We can see from the above, it is in my benefit to walk in the nature of God. We are instructed, be imitators of God, as dearly loved children, to live a life of love, and that love will be just as the love of Christ. He gave Himself up for us. He left the glory of heaven and came here to live and walk as we should walk, so that He might bring us into a relationship with the Father. Our old nature must decrease and allow Jesus to increase the divine nature in us, so that others will see God in us and give Him the glory. And one of the reasons Jesus did as He did, and we should follow His example, Jesus living the life He lived was a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We all do know the truth. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. You and I have been given the power to do good and walk as Jesus walked. For we are, dear children, we are from God and have overcome them, because the one that is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. When people look at the life we live, do they say, wow, I would like to be like that? Or do they say, if that is what it means to be a Christian, a child of the living God, I want nothing to do with it? How do others see us? Do they still see parts of our old nature? Or do they see the divine nature of God? Let us put the character of our Heavenly Father. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Let us stand tall in this truth. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been fully made known to us. But we know this, that when He, Jesus, appears, we will be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. This morning, let us leave here being imitators of God. Let us walk as He walks, as seen in the life of Jesus Christ. It is our choice. Amen.